On the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live, not from the studio of eloquentonline.net, but West Point Village Chick-fil-A in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof, and a long, long walk, but a short flight on the Millennium Falcon up to Charleston, South Carolina, Dr. Troy Hall. Hey, Dr. Troy, how are you?
Hey, I am doing great, and I am so excited that we get an opportunity to speak to Kiki today, because I think she is going to help us better understand the power of performance.
I think she will, too, and right on cue, because Kiki's actually live here with me at Chick-fil-A. She just did a perfect queen wave, so she's really spot on, and she gets my sarcasm with the intro. Looking forward to a great show. As we say it all the time on this show, the key signature of this show is generational marketing and management, and oh, by the way, the name of this show is The Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Brought to you by XDI.com, xraydeltaindia.com. You might be spending too much on your statement services. If you think you might be, check out XDI.com and everything about the Chili Challenge is there as well. Kiki's generation is Generation Next. She starts her freshman year of high school later this summer at the New Braunfels Christian Academy, and we're going to talk to her about banking, financial literacy, her parents, what was it, grumpy, but
pouty.
Pouty. Her mom said she's pouty, but great, yeah.
Pouty.
And we're going to do it all right after this. That is right. It's the real thing. It's Dr. Troy, and this is The Power of Performance, and we are so happy to be joined live by Miss Kiki Culpepper. Hey, Kiki, how are you?
I'm doing good.
It is so nice to have you on the show.
Welcome, Kiki.
You heard me talk it. She's 14 years old. She's on her way up to the, not far from here, the New Braunfels Christian Academy. And so I've told you a bit about her, but I wanted to ask you, Kiki, first of all, when you made the decision to go to the Christian Academy, were you thinking about college? Were you thinking about your career? What were all the parts that played into your decision? Tell us.
It was kind of a team effort, because my older sister Maddie was already going there, and it's just like, it would be a hassle really to go anywhere else. Then my mom's giving me the angry look over there in the corner. But it's just like, it's already there. She could just carpool me for 2 years. That's mom's request, the carpool.
So it was convenience. It was,
yeah.
Part of it was convenience. All right. Dr. Troy?
Well, you know, but Kiki, I'm still interested. Like, so are you thinking about your college career?
Kind of, because I saw, because my mom gave me an elective sheet that I could choose from. One of them was journalism, so I have to do that one of the years, because Mr. Dan Caffey recommended me to stay in journalism,
mm-hmm.
from our Chick-fil-A show.
She was with
me.
She did the interview with the CEO of Chick-fil-A right over there, right across the restaurant. But we couldn't sit there today because there were two, seasoned citizens that were sitting there when I walked in.
Okay, got it. So you are thinking a little bit about your college career ahead of time, and so you've gotten some feedback and some direction for that. But Jason also tells me that you're an athlete. And
yes.
So one of the questions that tends to always come up has to do with the understanding of your generation and the impact of your parents in regards to your life. So do you believe that in sports everyone should get a ribbon or a trophy?
Well, I think everybody should get a ribbon or a trophy, but they would still say like first, second, and third, but the rest of them wouldn't say participant. It would say something else, but that hasn't come to mind yet because it's just like, oh, you're just kind of there. You didn't do anything. And it's just like,
yeah.
Seriously, why would you put that?
So let me ask you this.
DPR.
So yeah. Now, what sport do you play?
My main sport is soccer, but I can play almost every sport you can put me in, except for cheer.
Okay, so,
no cheer.
Okay, good. All right,
no.
Good. So soccer is good because my son played soccer for 9 years. He was on a traveling team and a regular team, so I get the whole soccer program. So now let me ask you this. Now, let's say that you view yourself as being talented in the role, and let's say that you are talented in playing the soccer. Okay, great.
Humble.
So do you believe, though, that you should have equal playing time for all the players? Do you think that you should have to sit on the bench for 15 minutes if that's the appropriate bench time so that everybody gets a chance to play? Do you believe that that's the program?
Depending kind of what game it is, because if it's like finals for nationals, I think probably your best players should be playing the most. But if it's just like a season game and you're not getting ranked at all, I think everybody should have equal playing time.
So for you, the basis is on the outcome of the game, not necessarily that it's so you want to be selective in when the best players get to play versus just all the time.
Yeah, because some games, in my thing, you're not getting judged at all. Like, it's just fun.
Right.
So it's just like, then anybody could play, and it doesn't really matter who's playing.
Okay,
yeah. Well,
okay, great. So,
Dr. Troy and I, we talk a lot about this on the show, the difference between intentions and results. And we're big proponents of rewarding results, not so much intentions. So that's certainly interesting. We're sitting here at the Chick-fil-A West Point Village, where you and I had, I thought, a very unique opportunity to interview the CEO of Chick-fil-A Incorporated, Dan Cathy, whose quote is sitting right up there on the wall.
No, that's his
and
dad.
Yes. Oh, that's true. It's his dad. That's his dad. Wow. I just realized that. Observant. She's a goalie, so she has good eyes. So she's got good eyes in the net. But as a young person, sometimes your parents will say, hey, where do you want to go eat? What is it about Chick-fil-A that you like? What is it about the brand that is Chick-fil-A that you like?
Because you sent me the questions beforehand, I was also thinking about this. I think it also gives kids almost my age a good opportunity to get into the food business and get used to it if they want to open like their own franchise or open their own restaurant. The food's just plain good. Then it's just almost feels like home because it's very welcoming, it's very open, and it's just, there's always social conversation in the air.
Right. Very good.
And so when you interviewed I got the note here that you interviewed Dan Cathy, is that correct?
Yes.
And what did you find, like, what would be something that you would want to, or what is something you have remembered that you want to reflect on regarding that interview you had with him?
He just kind of gave me advice saying, you might want to stay in this practice because you're actually quite good in it. And he said, if you want to start something, start at a young age and keep with it. Because he was he started selling Coca-Cola bottles door to door when he was 9 years old. Then his dad opened Chick-fil-A and he stayed in that.
Now, before Dr. Troy gets to his next question, As you hang around your friends, because you're doing the conditioning stuff right now as you get ready for high school.
I don't like it.
Doesn't like it. You got to get up early in the summertime. I am curious, though, in the whole time, because you spent 9 years or 10 years at Cross Lutheran, do your friends talk to you about banking and money and making money and earning money and stuff like that?
Not really. All I hear is them spending money of anything. I try to save most of mine because there's nothing really out there that spikes my interest too much. So it's just like, just save it for a good thing or better something that comes along. The only thing I've really gotten that's super expensive was a voice activated R2D2. It was all my own money.
Oh,
that's
maybe
great.
Kiki and I are related somehow.
Yeah, she has a job now.
Go ahead, Dr. Troy.
Well, I wanted to kind of now make a connection between what you told me from the interview with Dan Cathy, specifically about at his age at 9 going door to door, selling Coke bottles. I believe that's what you said. So let me ask you a little bit now about how your parents might view that particular activity for you today versus the way maybe Mr. Cathy's parents. So I understand that there are a number of you in your family, but you represent the youngest of your siblings. Is that correct?
Yes, I am the youngest of 2 siblings.
Okay. All right. And so in this, though, do you view your parents, how protective do you view your parents to you and the activities you do?
I was actually talking to my mom earlier about this question. I would say they're not overprotective, but they are protective. They're not, like, overprotective, like, whenever I go to Slitterbond, they're just like, oh, who are you going with? Where are you going to meet? Where, blah, 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 blah. It's not 20 questions when I want to go to one place. They're just kind of like, are you going there with somebody? Is there going to be adult involved? And they're just like, if there's an adult and a person you know that are going there, I trust you in this because you're old enough to make those decisions.
Okay, great. So do you think that at 9 years old, which would have been 5 years before this, do you think your parents would have been happy if you had gone door-to-door selling something and just been out on the street doing it? Or would they have followed along in the car?
Well, you could ask my mom that question, who's sitting right here.
I don't know if she can hear it. Go ahead.
I don't know if I would have let. I mean, I did that when I'm not as old as, is it Dan, Kathy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not as old as he is, but I did Girl Scout cookies, and we went door to door. But I don't know if I would do it in this day and age. I don't know if the media has overstated the danger of it. I think we just know more about it. And my mom did go with me, but I mean, she made me go to the door by myself. I mean, mm-hmm. I had to learn how to do that.
Right.
Kiki probably, because of her personality, probably could have done that and been just fine. But no, I wouldn't follow in the car.
Well, I appreciate that. And the reason that I ask those questions is because so much of the research today is providing information to us to help us better understand this particular age group and how these individuals are going to interact in the environment as they touch products from a consumer standpoint or as they become an employee within an organization. And so there is a lot of commentary regarding the parents and the parental influence on this particular group. And so these questions were designed specifically to say, well, what is your take on what the literature says and what the research says? And so I appreciate you spending a few time with us answering those questions.
And I should mention that Janet's not here because she's being overprotective. I invited her here. We're going to have a lunch and then we get some other stuff that we're going to do this afternoon. Hey, folks, we're visiting with Kiki Culpepper, the class of 2020 generation. Next, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after this.
Man, when I'm listening to The Power of Performance, I just can't decide who's hotter, Jason or Troy.
It's no contest. Dr. Troy is so much hotter. Hey, it is summertime.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're having a great time here at Chick-fil-A. It's starting to get noisy. People love Chick-fil-A. I just have a couple of quick questions, Kiki, before Dr. Troy gets to our final question. Just a couple of quick fire questions. Social media, do you use Facebook?
Not Facebook. I use Instagram and Snapchat.
Instagram and Snapchat. Where have we heard that before, Dr. Troy?
Yes, we've heard that before.
We've heard that. What about Twitter?
No. I do not use that.
Okay. When you were thinking about like the R2D2 that you bought,
yeah.
Did you do a lot of research online beforehand? Do you visit regular websites or?
Depending on what product it is on that, not necessarily. You can't do too much if you're ordering it off Amazon.
Okay, so you do use Amazon?
Yes.
Amazon Prime?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
My mom's giving me the heads up.
I love Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime has become my new target. Yes, two-day shipping someday, next-day shipping someday, same-day shipping. And then finally, what about the 10 o'clock news? Do you know that there's local news on at 10 o'clock? Do you ever watch that?
It comes up every once in a while, but I know there's 10 o'clock news, but I don't watch it every night.
All right. Go
but
ahead.
It comes up every once in a while.
All right. Go ahead, Dr. Troy.
Well, you know, we kind of recapped a little bit about, you know, you're a freshman in high school, 14 years old. You are an expert soccer player and goalie,
yes,
from what we understand. So,
Richard Eisen gets on to me about that.
Does he? Okay.
Yes.
And then, and we talked a little bit about, you know, what Dan Cathy thought might be your career, and then your mom has given you an opportunity to look at a journalism elective. So have you thought more about your career or the kind of job you want to do in the future?
Not too much, but when maybe 2 years ago, I've always wanted to, like, open my own restaurant, be head chef.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my mom kind of planned that out, go to culinary school. But then after that, she wanted me to go to Texas Tech, just happens to be a good hotel and restaurant management opinions there.
Okay.
So.
But that's good. The idea is that you're thinking about it and you're doing that, which is really good. It shows that you make really good choices. I think it's showing that you're setting yourself up to make really good choices. But one of the choices that I have to ask you about is, what was it like hosting with Jason? He is so impossible to work with.
In your opinion, it might. Other people's, not so much.
Okay.
He doesn't really think that. Dr. Troy and I have been doing this show for 7 years, and I love doing the show. We've interviewed young people going into college, young people going into high school, but I'm always fascinated by how your generation makes decisions and buying decisions.
Sometimes my generation does not make the smartest decisions.
Well, sometimes older Americans don't make smart decisions either. But
right.
In the context of our audience, which is primarily banking professionals, do you have your own account?
No, but just yesterday, my mom opened my sister account because she just got her first paycheck.
Oh, okay. So the million-dollar question on this show is, where was that account opened? Do you know the name of the brand?
I do not, but my mom. No, isn't it like Randolph Rough?
Yeah, so you just heard her mom say it, credit union audience. All those of you out there that think, oh, we can't use the bank word, Mrs. Janet Culpepper just said the bank, Randolph Brooks Federal Credit Union. I don't mind being right all the time, but in this particular instance, I'm almost always right. That was my first account. Randolph Brooks Federal Credit Union 105574-4 was my first account number.
Thanks for saying that.
Oh, my gosh.
Way
to get hacked now.
Yeah, well, it's not there anymore. What are they going to hack? There's nothing in it anymore. I closed my account when they didn't have a 30-year fixed mortgage when I bought my home. So, Dr. Troy, what do you think? We've got another member of the credit union, Kiki's older sister, Maddie, but they call it the bank. Insignificant, your thoughts?
Well, I've often said this too. You know, we celebrate our members and the consumers when they reference us as top of mind, and how they think of us in doing those particular transactions may not be a bad thing, because quite frankly, that is what we're doing. It is a term. Banking is a term that is used to describe the type of activity that you do. And when you ask people that, they're naturally going to fall in line with the vernacular that they're comfortable with. So, no, by all means, I think it's great. And I do believe credit unions have kind of loosened up a little bit. So
I think
we'll
they have, too. And
I think
this show is a big reason why they have. I think we can take a lot of credit for the end of all those ridiculous bank versus credit union videos that were so annoying a few years back. Hey, Dr. Troy, before we get on out of here, do you have any final questions for either Kiki or her mom?
No, I just really want to thank them both, and I appreciate so much them being willing to come out and do the show with us and to provide a little bit of feedback and information, and certainly we'll be able to think back on it, listen back onto the show, see if we can glean some additional information. And, you know, and always, though, you know, I'll end the show by saying, if there's something else that you want to share with us that we didn't ask, now's your time. So, Kiki, anything you want to share with us that we didn't ask you about?
No, does my mother?
I could talk for days about this age group because I.
Well, she's a her mom is a teacher, so she's around this at my alma mater, by the way, Converse Jetson High School, home of the Mighty Rockets. Hey, thank you so much for joining us, Kiki and Janet. It's been an absolute pleasure, and we'll talk to you very soon.
Okay.
All right, awesome. Hold on a second. And speaking of awesome, Dr. Troy, I saw the interview with you and our buddy Mike Lawson at CU Broadcast. That must have been fun.
It was fun. It gave me an opportunity to really talk about something that's very passionate for me, and that is the development of young people and to help ensure that there is a legacy of succession that is going to be available not only just for an employer, such as for the credit union industry, but also for the community, because I think that what we need to be doing is looking at young leaders like Kiki and helping to develop her so that she will want to be invested in the area in which she lives, that she will bring her talents, bring her energy, bring her financial acumen to the space. And help it out and not always feel like young folks have to go somewhere else to make their way in life, but they can really make it in an area and a surrounding from which they've grown up.
Absolutely. You know, I would show her and her mom the video, but we are about to eat after all. So, I mean, why destroy the appetites of these fine young people? Hey, listen, folks, love talking about Generation Next. You've been listening to the Power Performance, the show that asked the question, if your brand, Chick-fil-A, South Carolina Federal Credit Union, Eloquent Online, XDI.com, if it were a band, are you doing the kinds of things that would leave the audience wanting more? His name is Dr. Troy Hall from the holy city of Charleston, South Carolina, where even when it rains,
the sun still shines, man. It shines.
And my name is Jason Dias, signing off from Chick-fil-A at West Point Village, because we've got a fun afternoon planned. Right after this, we're going over to the McQueenie Gun Club. We're going to put some rounds downrange and have some fun, making some noise and making some holes in those silhouettes. Hey, folks, thank you so much for listening. Until next we speak, we'll talk to you all next week. Take care.
The end of the MFR, folks.